Good morning, everybody. We just want to welcome you to our first online service. And in desperate times, we call to take desperate measures. And we've been asked by our government to keep group attendance and contact with others and unnecessary travel down to a minimum. So as we as a church are abiding by their requests. And so we've cancelled all our services, as well as I've also cancelled my trip to Malawi next month. So let us pray. Father, we just pray for South Africa, for Southern Africa, for the whole of Africa, and for the rest of the world, Lord. We just pray over this time, Lord, that your face will shine, that you will show yourself faithful, and you'll show yourself supreme even over this virus, Lord. And we just pray for a cure, Lord, and we pray, Lord, for people to recover. And we just pray your special blessing and your supernatural provision for each and every person that is hearing this message today, Lord, that they might find hope and might find a refuge in you in this time of calamity, in this time of concern and worry. And so, Lord, we just pray at this moment for each and every person that has symptoms or has died across the world, Lord, for their families. We think especially for the people in Italy, Lord, that have lost so many people. It's so heartbreaking just to see how many people have passed away. And we just pray, Lord, for people firstly to come to know you as their personal Savior. And secondly, Lord, that you bring healing and restoration to those who are sick. And that you also, Lord, will just speak into everyone's life and bring an end to this virus, Lord. What man cannot do, Lord God, is possible for God to do. And so we worship you and we just praise you and we just give you all the glory in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I just reminded when I was working on the service, I was just reminded of Psalm 121, specifically verse 1 and 2, but I'm just going to read from 1 to 8. It says, I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let my foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and your going, both now and forevermore. My question today is, where have you put your trust, your hope? Is your hope in God like the rest of the world, or is your hope like the rest of the world in fear and without any hope? I just want to say to you this morning that God gives us hope. It says in 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and a self-discipline. Another translation says, God has not given us a spirit of fear. He's always given us a spirit of faith. Lord, you must remember that fear is the opposite of faith. Never forget that we operate in faith. We know that faith, from our previous teachings on faith, and I've said this before, faith, biblical faith, consists of two elements, hope and things not seen. And things, anything else is not biblical faith. Here's what Hebrews 11 verse 1 says. It says, now faith is a confidence in what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see. We know that God operates in faith and that he rewards us when we come in faith. Hebrews 11 verse 6. And without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Wherever you get any form of news, whenever you get it, or people are saying things, and we always have two choices, to believe them or to believe what the Word of God says and what His promises says. In other words, to act in fear or to act in times. Now, in these times of uncertainty and other times, we must choose for ourselves whether we will believe the fear that the world and the media is causing, or will you put our faith in God's word? I'd say this for my family, I will believe God's word. And you need to choose if you're going to put your complete and total trust in him. We're not denying that there is a virus called the coronavirus or COVID-19. The facts are, And it's very sad. This is a deadly virus and has caused many thousands of deaths and is spreading through human-to-human transmissions. We do not make light of the warnings that the government has issued, and we comply with the requests because they make good sense, but never forget that the Lord always has the final say. We do not deny that these facts about COVID-19, but what I'm saying to you is that we as Christians have the Word of God, and the Word of God says He will protect us. So we need to stand on the Word of God in these times of uncertainty. So I want to encourage every person that's hearing this message today to turn to God, to put your faith in Him. He can and will heal you. He can and will cure this virus, and He promises us protections. I've already referred to some scriptures that talk about God's protections, and there are so many. And His provisions for us through all our trials and tribulations. And this message is not intended to scare anyone or to make anyone fearful. But I want to remind everyone that we serve an awesome God who is far above any virus, sickness, disease, or any other thing. God is supreme in everything. Many households have a Bible open in them, and it's opened on Psalm 91. But sadly, many of these people are not reading Psalm 91. And Psalm 91 was a word that was written by Moses. Yes, that same Moses who parted the Red Sea, who had the whole of Israel against him at one time, and the whole of Egypt against him, was God was showing His awesome power through the 10 plagues. There were so many truths that are found in the Psalms, which are so true today in today's world, with us facing the COVID-19 or the coronavirus. So I'll go through the Psalm 91 verse by verse. Remember, there are many other verses that also speak of God's provision, but today I'm just choosing Psalm 91. So please open your Bible in Psalm 91. Verse 1 says, "Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust." This psalm starts with identifying the person or persons for who the psalm is applicable. It is applicable to whoever dwells or tabernacles in the shelter of the Most High, in God's presence. I want to encourage you today that if you are far from God, or maybe your relationship is not where it should or can be, to please take the time to press into God. Take this time to draw near to God. He promises that when we draw near to Him, He will draw near to us. Maybe you have not been as close as you used to be with Him. Turn towards Him. Switch off that TV. Get off social media for a few minutes every day and open the Word of God and make that connection with God and speak to Him as a friend and speak to Him through hearing His Word and through prayer and through any form of communication that you feel that God is hearing or listening to you. But basically is read the Word, because that's where God speaks, and pray to Him and speak to Him and tell Him about your day and tell Him about your fears and tell Him about your worries and your concerns, and read what His Word has to say, and then stand on those promises and on that Word. It's only when we submit our lives to God and give Him full control, move closer to Him, that we can come under His shadow. Remember, you can't be under anyone's shadow unless you're right by them. So we need to come very close to God to be under His shadow. And that is where Moses said we should be, close to God, so close that we are under His shadow. When you get into this place, you will naturally experience God as your refuge and your fortress. In other words, God is fighting on your behalf so that you will see and declare that He, God, is your refuge. A place where you can run to in times of calamity and trouble, and even in good and bad times. So even in good times, you know, we always think we must run to God when things go bad. But we can go to God even when things are going good. You know, when you got that increase, when you got that promotion, when you were blessed to some finances, go to God and praise Him and thank Him. And then God is someone who you can put your complete trust in Him. And He's there for you. And we just need to understand this. This is a relationship God wants. Sure. This is a relationship that God wants us to have with Him when we seek Him with all our heart. God is into relationship. Put off that TV. Stop watching movies. Stop watching series. Stop watching YouTube videos and focus on Him. None of those things other than God will be able to save you from what the things that you are facing today. He promises we will find Him when we seek Him. In Jeremiah 29, 11, verse 14, it says that He knows the plans that He has for us. But not only does He know the plans, He also wants us to search Him with all our heart. And verse 3 of Psalm 91 says, surely He will save us, will save you from the foulest snare, from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you'll find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampant. Here is a promise we have from God Almighty. He will save you from any trap of the devil. He will save you from any deadly pestilence. In our case, at the moment, the virus, including COVID-19 or the coronavirus. We must never forget, nothing is greater than God. He made everything we can see and what we cannot see. He knows everything there is to know about the COVID or coronavirus, and even He knows how to cure it. But not only does He know how these things work, He knows how to protect you. And that is to draw, that is so that why it's so necessary to draw close to Him, that He can cover you with His feathers. This is a picture of a hen that covers her chickens. When there's danger, they run to the mother hen and they hide under her wings. You know, I read a story once there was a felt fire, and the farmer found the mother hen burnt in the fire. And when he lifted her up out from under her wings, popped her chicks, and she had given a life for her chicks. So come into that place of protection, of refuge under God's feathers. I can't express it enough how close we need to get to God. Get close to God now. You know, you put on the seatbelt before you drive, before the accident. You dig a well for water before you have a need for water or there's a drought. So start to do these things now. You know, we may be learning a lesson with the coronavirus, but we don't know what the future holds. Maybe there's a coronavirus 20, 21, 32. We don't know. So we need to trust and we need to get close to God and we need to come under His wings and be protected. When we have times of trouble, we might fear something. We need to run to God and come under His wings for protection, because only under His wings will you find refuge and the faith you need, not because you're such a great Christian, but because we serve an awesome, great God. And He promises He will cover us with His shield. What is that shield? According to Ephesians 6:16, it is faith. In other words, when we run to Him and find refuge in God and His word, faith rises up. Ephesians 6:18, in the same part of the armor of God, gives us a special clue to what we must do when we run to God and come under His protection and receive the comfort we need. We need to pray. It's not just any old prayer, you know, Father, help me. No, it's a prayer of faith, which God always hears and always acts on. Verse 18 of that passage in Ephesians 6, which is the armor, it says, when you've done all of these things, and says, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests, and be alert and always keep on praying for all God's people. So in this time, pray for your family, pray for your children, pray for your spouses, pray for your extended family, pray for the people at work, pray for your country, pray for the nations in Africa, pray for the nations of the world, and you'll see what God will do. Verse 5 of Psalm 91, you will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. So what does God do for us when we come under His protection, under His wings? And we rise up in faith. We will take away fear. Well, number one, we will not fear the terror of the night. We will not fear crooks breaking into our homes. We will not fear things at night. We will not worry about what's going to happen to our car, what's going to happen to the economy, what's going to happen to our savings, where we're going to get the money for this. We don't have to worry about all of that. We don't have to worry about people coming to steal from us or to take things from us or to hurt us. We don't have to fear anything that could happen to us at night. Two, we do not have to fear any weapons, because the Bible says in Isaiah 54 verse 17, no weapon forged against you will prevail. Amen. No weapon. Number three, we don't have to fear. We do not have to fear pestilence. In other words, any virus or any disease. God says He is our God that heals. Exodus 15 verse 26. Four, we do not have to fear plague, no matter what it's called, like coronavirus or COVID-19 or COVID-239. We do not have to fear any virus or disease, because God has got our backs covered. And no matter how large the death toll might be, and we pray God will be merciful and limit the effect of this virus and the amount of people that are dying, but God promises us that 1,000 will fall at our side and 10,000 on our right side. And although we'll see this death and destruction, it will not come near you. Now, I'm not saying we should be stupid and live like there's no virus. Excuse me. We must take every precaution, but our trust and our hope and our faith must be in God. I can't express this enough, my friends. Please, our faith and our trust must not be in man, must not be in man-made things. Our trust and our hope has to be in God. And this is the time to draw near to God, not distance yourself from God. God says we will witness the destruction, but it will not harm us. I do not know about you, but that gives me huge comfort to know that God is in control and that I'm safe in times of diseases and viruses and whatever else. It says in verse 9, if you say the Lord is my refuge and make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near your tent. If you will turn to God and make Him your refuge, in other words, make Him your source, run to Him and trust Him to save you and to protect you, and to do this every day, not just sometimes. It says to make the Most High God your dwelling. In other words, you're with Him all the time. In other words, you spend time with Him and you spend time in His presence. Then God, not man, but God promises that no harm will overtake you. In other words, you will not be harmed by the plagues, by the sicknesses, by the wars, or by anything there may be in effect in your life. But it will not harm you and it will not kill you. Even if it maybe comes near you, or even though you maybe get the coronavirus, remember, God is able to heal you and to restore you and to bring you and to rescue you out of that situation. And we trust God that you will not have to face that. And so we just pray and that the Lord will honor His word, and that no coronavirus, no nothing will come near your tent or near your home. Family, let us take this promise to heart and stand on God's word, that no virus, no nothing will come near you and your home and harm your family. So why can we be so confident? Well, verse 11 says, for He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone, and you will tread on the lion and the cobra and trample on the great lion and the serpent. Why can we be so confident? Because our confidence is not in ourselves. It's not even in medical science. It's not even in the doctors, although they are used by God to do amazing things. I can fail and I can even forget to do something, but God does not miss anything. And He will personally give His angels the commands to guard you and me and everyone else in all our ways and in whatever we do. And these angels that are under God's command will go to extraordinary lengths to protect you, even lifting you up so that you do not fall over a stone. In fact, your protection is so great that you can step on lions and snakes and they will not harm you. And you will even have the authority and the power over Satan, not because you are so great, but because you serve an awesome God who is protecting you. Sorry, I've got a bit of a croak in my voice and I've been trying to drink stuff, but it just seems to come back again. So what is the secret to the supernatural protection? Well, It's because God loves you. You know, John 3:16, or let's read from verse 15 to 17, it says that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Verse 17, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. God is not the author of the coronavirus. Please hear this. It's not God's fault. God didn't create it. God doesn't want to kill people or whatever. God loves this world. Verse 14 says in Psalm 91, because he loves me, says the Lord, because I love him and because he loves me, I will rescue him. God will rescue you. I will protect him. God will protect you. For he acknowledges my name and he will call on me and I will answer him and I'll be with him in times of trouble and I'll deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. The first part of the response to God is to love him back. He loves us so much. And I showed you see in John 3:16, he loved us so much that he sent Jesus to die for us, to pay the price so that we can be restored to him. So what does it mean to love God? Well, there are many ways. But let me just take a few. When we choose to put our hope and our faith in God, we show our love to him. When we choose to honor his word and make it precedence in our life, we honor him and we show love to him. When we come to him through his only Son, Jesus Christ, John 14, verse 6. And when we do what his word says and obey his commands, all of them, and make God number one in your life, in your decisions, in your plans, in your dreams, to what do what his word says, to seek him, to draw near to God, to spend time with him, and to flee from all kinds of sin and wickedness. It's all about a relationship, and that relationship is based out of love and out of purity. When God knows that you love him, and God knows those who are his, 2 Timothy 2 verse 9 says, the Lord knows those who are his. And says later on, it says, and everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. When you choose to do things his way, when you confess Jesus as the Lord and believe in him to save you and you flee all kinds of sin and wickedness, God, you show God you love him. When he knows you are truly his, when he will go the extra mile and he will rescue you and he will protect you when you call on him. And he will even answer your prayers. He will both protect you and be with you in all times of trouble and hardship. And God will deliver you from everything that hinders your path and give you a long, good life. And at the end of your life, he will show you his salvation and accept you into heaven. What a wonderful promise. We need to forget what the newspaper says. Yes, what they're saying is true. We do not deny the facts that the coronavirus is a huge threat to our country and the world, and that it is a very serious situation. However, if your focus is on God and his protection, he will always be faithful and keep you from any harm. Stand on your God-given right as a child of God. I encourage you today to get rid of the things that are dragging you down. Stop listening to the things that cause fear. Put your trust in God and his ability to both save and rescue you and draw closer to him than ever before. It's okay to keep up to date with the news, but always remember to acknowledge that God is in control of your life. And that Psalm 91, God's promise to protect you and deliver you from all kinds of evil and every disease or virus. Put your faith in God and stand in the fire in his presence. God bless you. Have a lovely weekend. We're really praying for you. And I just want to close now in prayer. Father, we just pray for everyone that heard this message. We pray a supernatural touch from you on their lives. We come against all fear and we replace it by faith. We pray, Lord, that everyone will draw near to you and receive the grace and the favor and the blessing and the protection that you have said to us in Psalm 91. And not only in Psalm 91, but in your whole word. We claim every promise, every healing of sickness and disease. We claim Isaiah 53 verse 4 and 5 and 1 Peter 2:20. and Psalm 103 verse 3 and every single scripture about healing, we claim it over our lives. We plead your blood over our church, over everyone hearing this message. And we say, Jesus Christ is Lord. And in the name of Jesus, we receive your blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, maybe some people that are hearing this message don't know God. Maybe you're saying, well, how do I get to know God? Well, God sent Jesus to die on the cross for you. And as John 14 verse 6 says, Jesus is the only way to God. And so if you want to accept Jesus right now, I'd just like to pray a prayer with you. And you can just pray after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for dying on the cross of Calvary for me. I confess my sins. I repent of my sins, and I ask you to come into my heart and become my Lord and my Savior. I believe that you are the Christ. I believe that God raised you from the dead, and I believe that you are God's Son. And so I receive you as my Savior and as my Lord and my King, and I submit to your word, Father, and I thank you that I am now born again. According to John 3:3, that I become your child and I have eternal life and I am free from the law of sin and death. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, please send me an email at pastor@xchupi.com. That's pastor@xchupi.com. XTUPIE.com. God bless you all. Until we meet again next week. Bye-bye.